Blog Talk Radio.
Of Sports Urban Legend with your host William Ramo. I'm William Ramo along with my co-host
Corley Matthews.
What's going on? I'm doing all right. You?
Good. Just watching the start of the Knicks game. You know, and I know they're gonna lose, so just
I'm just looking
to see the first quarter, and then after that, I'm tuning out. So
yeah, and then you. All you gotta do is put on the fourth quarter. They'll do a near comeback, cut the lead from 25 to 3,
yeah.
get you excited, and then they'll choke in the last second.
Yeah, as always.
As usual, you know how it is.
And they're playing the Magic, so they're definitely gonna lose. So.
Oh yeah, Dwight Howard, 50 points, 25 rebounds. Put that down.
Yeah, and Carter. Don't forget Carter. He might have a big game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so
yeah, we're definitely going to lose, so.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man. So, of course, we're going to talk about Knicks. We're going to talk about Nets. 0-16, and we yeah. Talked about this yesterday off air, about what we thought, what's going to be their first win, before they stop this losing streak. I say 0-20. What was your prediction?
0-40.
Oh, you're right. 0-40.
I think they're gonna go in the 40. Hey, they can't be anybody right now. So
yeah, it's a very horrible. It's been very horrible basketball for both New York Knicks and New York Jets. New York Nets fans.
Yeah. I mean, they can't, just like the Knicks, they can't play any defense.
Yeah, but unfortunately for them, lucky for them, I should say, they have some young talent with Devin Harris, CDR, Chris Douglas, Roberts, and
Brook Lopez.
Brook Lopez, right. That's the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So their future is bright. We're pretty much going to be in the same below in the whatchamacallit, the NBA division for a long time, unless if we could get LeBron James.
Now, do they have a lottery pick? Let's say if the Nets they go on to be in the lottery and they get the number one pick, will they have that pick, or do they have to trade it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they have their pick. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Nets have their pick. Unlike Isaiah Thomas, gave away that pick in the infamous Marbury trade.
Oh, yeah.
And then that pick later went to Utah Jazz in another trade. So, unless if we can, if we could sign two free agents starting July 1st, 2010, Knicks' future there is going to be very slim to none. Let's just put it as that very nicely.
LeBron.
That's all they need. LeBron and or Dwayne Wade.
Bosh,
yep.
Yeah, I'm fast forwarding to the summer already.
You could do that for real. Especially with how the teams have been playing lately, New York teams, other than your Yankees.
Oh yeah.
That you're still high off that championship win.
And you got my text today, right?
About the Roy Holiday.
Yeah.
But that's not surprising. I mean, the guy wants to be on a winning team. And, I mean, even if Yankees always have that potential to, be a championship contending team. So, it's nothing shocking. If he had said he'd be willing to come to Mets, I'd be more surprised.
Yeah.
Because, these last 3 years have been very brutal for the Mets fans.
Yeah, like
mention,
I was saying, you guys need to get Lackey, Holiday or Halliday.
Yep. They definitely need Roy Holiday, but question is, do they have the pieces to get him? And would Vince will be willing to pay another at least $20 million? So that'll be something we'll hopefully look forward to if they have the right pieces.
Hey, the Wilpons have to spend the money this summer. They have to.
Yeah, and they definitely need to go after Roy Holiday, maybe Matt Holiday or Jason Bay.
Lackey, too. I mean, Lackey's good.
Yeah, I just said that, too.
Yeah.
He's a good John Lackey because you don't know if Blue Jays find our pieces interesting because Yankees, Red Sox, and Phillies are, have been rumored to have much better prospects than the Mets, so.
Yeah.
But so far it looks similar to the Santana situation. Hopefully I keep my fingers crossed that they won't want to trade in the division, even though they are saying that they are willing to.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait and see about that.
Well, all you Mets fans, all you could do is just pray. That's all you could do.
Yep.
Or you could protest outside the Mets offices, but I don't see that happening.
Well, it worked with them improving the Citi Field, and and also that Doc Gooden incident that he signed in the Ebbets Field section of Citi Field, and then when they noticed that, they took it down. But then when the fans had an uproar about how Mets reacted, they removed the area, but they put it now in an area where all the fans could see it.
Oh.
So hopefully they'll listen to the fans at least one more time and at least spend the money so we could at least try to contend with the Yankees. And most importantly, the Phillies and the Braves. Shoot, even the Nationals. Because show you how bad the Mets are when after they swept us, the announcers are saying, you know, that we're worse than the Nationals.
Wow.
So it wasn't
you guys finish ahead of the Nationals.
Yeah, we finished miraculously. We finished with all those injuries and lackadaisical play base running. They're definitely not fundamentally sound. So they definitely need to improve the team, get more winning type players.
I mean, yeah, you saw it all with the Mets last season.
Oh man, don't remind me. I'm still getting flashbacks about that.
So at all.
Yep.
But I'll say one thing about the Halliday. If the Yankees get him, I mean, we don't really need the guy. We don't really need Roy Halliday. Because we got CC Sabathia and we got AJ. I mean, we don't really need him. We could get a guy like Arroyo or Ben Sheets, you know, but not Halliday. I mean, that's gonna be too dominant. Don't you agree?
No doubt about that. I mean, you guys definitely don't need him because, like you said, the aforementioned guys. And but I know as soon as the Red Sox are inquiring about him and they're closer to getting them, I bet the Yankees are willing to give up Phillip Hughes, Jabba Chamberlain, Austin Jackson, to name a few, to get that guy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. You know. I don't think we need him, though.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Mets would need him more. Especially, it'll sell a lot of tickets, and most importantly, they'll have the best two pitchers in the game with Santana and him.
Yeah.
Make them instant championship contending team once you add another other pieces around them.
Yeah, because you guys are playing in the same division as Phillies.
Yep.
So, and they're looking to go back to World Series again next year.
Yeah, they're trying to make it three straight and win two out of three World Series.
Yeah.
So
they're going to be trash-talking, so, you know, for that.
You Yankee fans got a little, you know, taste of that in the World Series.
Yeah, but we made them shut up afterwards.
Hey, that was the only good thing about you guys in the World Series.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, what's his name? Rollins was talking about how he was going to wear that announcer who died.
Oh, right. Harry Callis.
Yeah, he said he was going to wear his jacket. And then A-Rod came back the next day and said he's going to wear Babe Ruth's overcoat. And, you know, so, I mean, you know.
I guess it worked.
Yeah. But we'll see next year what happens if they could, if the Phillies can go back to the World Series. So talk about the Jet game. With man, your Jets, they won.
Yeah, it's about time they won a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, you know, they need to win a couple of more, like five more. The rest of the five games for them to still have a shot.
Yeah, but they're, what's their record? 5-6, right?
Right, yeah, 5-6.
Okay, yeah, they're still in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Harrell Rhodes actually showed up. He had two interceptions after having the whole year with no interceptions, no forced fumbles or anything.
Yeah, he played good. I mean, I guess benching him motivated him.
It should. I mean, he's in the NFL. He's starting for the New York Jets. I mean, that should be incentive for him to do his best. And I don't know if you heard this. Before this game, he was even before they benched him, he was even saying he was petitioning the fans to vote for him for the Pro Bowl.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he'll go to Pro Bowl.
I guarantee he's not. One game is not going to make him go to a Pro Bowl.
Oh, no.
You can forget about that.
Yeah.
Better luck next year.
Revis is definitely going.
Yeah, that guy's always good.
Yeah, that guy's a good player. Very good player.
And Sanchez, you know, he rebounded.
Yeah, but he continues to throw interceptions, though.
Yeah, he definitely needs to cut down on that, but at least it was better than the four or five interceptions he threw last week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What's
What's
the
his numbers
thing?
again today?
What was that?
What's his numbers today?
Right, he was 13 for 17 with he threw for 154 yards.
Oh, okay.
And he led them to the. Oh yeah, he got injured. During the game, they had Calvin Cummins, relieve him for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that guy still on the team?
Yeah, man. That guy's still on the team. So far.
So he got traded with Pennington to the Dolphins.
No, that was Ratcliffe.
Oh.
Brett Ratcliffe, I believe his name was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and some other players that was in that trade 2 years ago.
Oh. But Sanchez is going to be able to play next week, right?
Yeah, he most likely he came back in the game. He finished the game, so he'll be fine. He looked like he had an ankle injury. He just taped himself up and was there and helped the Jets to the 17-6 win.
Yeah. Yeah, man, the Pandas are bad. They're very bad this year.
Yep.
I mean, that was a team that went to the playoffs last year. They finished 12-4. And this year they're like 4-7 now. They're bad.
Yeah, that's how it is in the NFL. You know, one, there's so much parity. You never know. The salary's all the same. So one year someone could be good, make up the postseason. The next year,
they're horrible.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions, with the Giants, the Patriots,
Colts.
Colts, right, that's the team I was looking for.
Yeah. They always go to the playoffs.
Other than that, it's like a crapshoot with the other teams.
Yeah. And the Giants, I mean, the way they're playing, they might not even make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they got their butt kicked. I hope you didn't lose your turkey, man, watching that game.
I was asleep by then. After all that food, I mean, I was asleep, so. I didn't see all of the game, but I saw some of it. But yeah, it's. I mean, they have to start playing better. What it comes down to.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, next week they play the Cowboys at Giant Stadium, so that'll be a big game.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Huge rivals. They should. They'll definitely be more. They'll definitely show up.
Yeah, they better.
They better. Yeah.
They're not gonna go anywhere.
Sound right about that.
And I hear that Eli Manning now, he has like a stress fracture on his foot.
Right, he was on battling with that like a couple of weeks ago, wasn't he?
I heard he has some, what's that thing called, fasciitis?
Plantar fasciitis, right.
Yeah.
The same thing. Camby used to have when he was with the Knicks.
Now they say it's a stress fracture now because he's been playing in the fasciitis.
Doesn't that sound like a deadly disease?
Sounds like fascism. Either way, I don't want to have either of them, so.
Yeah.
But hopefully the guy plays because next week is a big game, so we'll see.
So how are our Stinkerbockers doing?
Let me see. For the moment, we're up by 7-5 in the first quarter. But as you know, Will, that lead is not going to last long.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I'm not going to celebrate like how those opponents, every time they beat us, they act like they just won the NBA Finals. So.
Every time.
That's what's so frustrating about the team. It's like, you know they're going to lose, and then they get blown out by at least 20 points, and then afterwards, the second half, they start to play a little bit better after they're losing by like 20 to 30 points. And afterwards, once it gets to the fourth quarter, they have that little comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, once it gets to like within the last 5 minutes, they choke.
Yeah, always. It's always like that, man.
It's always like that.
Yeah, I'm about to turn it, man, because I know they're going to lose.
And
no point in watching it. I mean,
And another thing that that upsetted me was they'd even try to sign Allen Iverson. I know he's not the definite answer for, like, long term, but I think they were like 2-10 at that time before they were thinking about signing him. And what I was afraid of is as soon as they signed that, they won that game, they would be like, I guess we're good to go. We don't need Allen Iverson on our team.
Yeah.
And then they didn't pursue him. And you know what the excuse they said? They said that how they didn't want him to mess with the young nucleus.
But
they don't even play the guys. That's the problem.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all because I mean the guy. It's not like the guy's gonna be here for 5 years. It's only for the rest of the season. That's it.
Yeah, and the huge reason why they should sign him, not only for the main reason that he's a future Hall of Famer. He could give us that legitimate scoring threat that we we desperately need on this team.
Yeah.
But that he was gonna be here just for this year.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
He would have helped us, win some games. Maybe teach some guys how to be better shooters or whatnot. Sure, he jacks up a lot of shots. Let's be real here.
And he does practice.
Yeah, he doesn't practice. Yeah, that you're right about that. But the main reason why they could have signed him was it was a low risk, potentially high reward signing. All they had to do was sign the guy. If he acts up, release the guy. But in their mentality, is because he had the same agent as LeBron, Leon.
I don't know.
Leon Rose, I think his name was the LeBron's agent at AI. So they thought like if they released AI, that would make them look bad. I guess towards LeBron and potential free agent signings. I don't know why, but
But that's Allen Iverson. That's not LeBron. That's not LeBron.
Oh, you know what the players care about?
Money.
Yeah, you damn right. That's all they care about.
Yeah, they don't care about all the people who's on the same who has the same manager as them.
Or quote unquote agent. To win a championship.
Yeah.
Just like A-Rod when he signed with Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, you got a point there. It's all about the money at the end of the day.
Yep.
But I do think LeBron might consider going to a championship team if I think he's getting tired. I think he wants to win a championship so a lot. I'm 50-50 about him coming to the Knicks next year.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you mean. I agree with him the 50-50 part. But think about it this way. If he goes on to the Spurs, which won 4 championships, he goes to Dwayne Wade. He teams up with Dwayne Wade, which won the championship in the 06.
Yeah.
He goes to Lakers. They won 4 with Kobe.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the man anymore. He's going to be he's going to be Robin. He's going to be the Robin to whatever the guys, because they're the other guys are the men, on their team.
Yeah, he's going to be psychic.
So, that's the question. Is he willing to go on to a team that, a winning team, sure he'll win a championship, but he won't be the man anymore. He's going to be, the sidekick.
Yeah.
And this guy has a major ego. He keeps talking about, he's a winner. He keeps bragging that he's a winner, but he hasn't won any titles.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know if he'd be willing to come onto a winning team that won titles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's, a lot of people, they don't think that he's going to go to a losing team because, I guess they feel that, he wants to win a championship at this point in his career.
Yeah.
Although he's still young. He's still a young guy.
Yeah.
His career is still young, too, so.
Yeah, he's like, 23, 24? So, he's still got a lot of basketball.
25.
Left.
24, 25.
Oh, 25.
Something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, he's around that age. So, he definitely has plenty of time.
Yeah, definitely. you could come to us, you know, help us. I mean, we might not win that many games with him here, but, I mean, it'll take some time.
Yeah, I mean, if we get him and another superstar player, you know, we should be fine. And another player who's like a complimentary player who plays defense, who could be like that Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason kind of guy, who, you know, which would have been preferably like Ron Artest kind of player.
Right.
But a little less crazy, but, you know, that could help us out right there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But yeah, every
and
time
we
they lose,
get like a Bosch type, even though I'm not excited about Bosch's game, but I mean, I wouldn't mind him on, you know, coming to the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, he is a little overrated, but he would definitely help out in the, you know, inside the post, scoring, you know, in the paint.
Yep.
Rebounding. Yeah, we unless it's Gallinari and Douglas, Hill, and Chandler don't produce, LeBron isn't going to have anybody to come to play with.
Yeah.
That's what they should have went after. They should have drafted Jennings. You're right, Jennings. Brandon Jennings from the Bucks.
Yeah, I didn't even know anything about Jennings until this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he was this good basketball player in the high school. And afterwards, he went, instead of going to college, he went to Europe for 1 year. And he played pretty good over there. And problem is, Donnie Walsh, when he was trying to work him out, he wasn't there at the time, or he didn't work out. For some reason, he didn't really see much of him play, so he didn't really have a good feel for his game. So that's why he didn't draft him.
Man, yeah, that guy, he looks like he'd be a good player.
Yeah, he's a shoo-in for the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. But, hey, that's just our luck. We never get good players.
Yeah, and this year when we're going to stink, we have a strong shot at winning the lottery. We don't even have to pick anymore because of the Marbury trade.
Yeah, because of damn Isaiah Thomas.
Man, Layden and Isaiah, their stuff is, like, still screwing up with us to this day, their deals.
Yep. Well, you know, by the end of this year, you know, it'll be over with. All of their dumb trades and the free agent signings, it'll be over with. Because a lot of these contracts are going to expire after this year.
But, yeah, the problem is that...
next year, I mean.
Once we get that pick, if we were going to win the lottery, if Utah wins the lottery because of us, then, and this guy's a great player, then we're never going to hear the end of it. Unless if we get LeBron and, you know, two other, you know, solid players, you know, we'd be, you know, and we're a championship contending team, then it won't be as, you know, you won't hear that much about it.
Well, we better get him. Because if we don't, I'm probably going to start rooting for the Lakers.
Ooh, boo, man.
I'm just kidding. Could never root for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, speaking of the Lakers, before Lakers kicked our butts over this past week, Kobe had some controversial statement to say about the Knicks' history. I don't know if you've heard about that.
No, I haven't.
He was saying how if you look at the Knicks' history, they never had a superstar player.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me
about
that.
Yeah, he doesn't count Patrick Ewing. He doesn't count Walt Clyde Frazier, Willis Reed, Earl Monroe, all those great, Bernard Killing, all those great players that donned a Knicks uniform, he doesn't consider them legends. I mean, he doesn't consider them superstar players.
That's stupid. I mean, come on now.
And he even said about the 70s team, he said that if you look at those teams, it was a team effort. That part, he was right.
Yeah.
Let me ask him a question. How are all of those guys, like four or five of them, first ballot Hall of Famers, How are they Hall of Famers if they were never superstars? Answer that question.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Frazier was a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer.
Willis Reed is a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Walcott Frazier is a Hall of Famer. Willis Reed is a Hall of Famer. The Busher is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Earl Monroe is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, Earl LePro, he was one of the most exciting players in the NBA.
Yeah, he was the superstar in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's why when he got traded to the Knicks, they were wondering if his individual scoring could correlate with the team effort that the 72-73 Knicks had. And of course they won a title. So it showed you that he was willing to, you know, subtract from his game in order to share the ball and have a team effort to lead to their championship.
Yeah, man. They used to call this guy Black Jesus.
Yeah, right. Exactly right.
Come on. If they call you Black Jesus, I mean, you're a superstar.
For real.
So, I don't know what Kobe was talking about.
Yeah, I always say that, man. If it's like entertainment or sports, if you know by your first name, your last name, or a nickname, you're a superstar.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Man, Kobe he's just babbling. He just won his championship in June, and now he wants to badmouth every team in the NBA. I don't know, Kobe. You shut the hell up.
I second that, man.
Yeah.
That chump don't have to come to New York.
Go to your Hollywood beach, wherever, whatever you do in Hollywood.
Second thought, you know what he could. I wouldn't mind him come to New York after we kick the Lakers' butt, whatever decade or century that would be.
Kobe? I don't know.
What you say?
I don't see Kobe ever coming to New York.
No, I'm saying that he could come here when we kick the Lakers' butt.
Oh, okay.
Face them in the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah. If we have LeBron.
Yeah, if we get LeBron or somebody like that.
Yeah, hopefully. But, yeah, he should just shut the hell up.
Yeah, and if you watch MSG, when they were asking fight about it,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that when they were asking him that on Friday before they were playing against
Nah, I didn't see it, but you told me about it yesterday, and that's when I was like, oh, man. Why would that egghead say such a thing like that?
He looked like he wanted to punch Kobe in the face, but he still kind of had like the professional look.
Who, Al Trautwick?
No, Walcott Frazier.
Oh.
when they told him about what he said, you know, he was saying like, how, you know, Kobe, you know, supposedly knows, you know, all, you know, the history of NBA. But he was saying how those guys were superstars, and whatchamacallit, Bernard King was a superstar.
Patrick Ewing was one. Is he a superstar?
Patrick Ewing, yeah, he was.
He doesn't know, but does he consider him?
Who? Walcott Frazier? Kobe said that we never had a superstar in our history. That's what Kobe said.
What about Patrick Ewing?
Kobe said we never had a superstar. He said if you look at the championship teams in the 70s, it was a team effort. There was no superstars on those teams. That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah,
those guys were perennial all stars. How are they not hall? And they're Hall of Famers. So how are they not superstars? Superstars like that last level before you get to a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, this guy needs to watch some NBA films.
For real.
So he doesn't even consider Patrick Ewing to be a superstar. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Patrick Ewing is one of the top 50 greatest players of all time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. These guys, exactly. If all those guys in those 70 and 73 teams, the main guys, if they were top 50, not only are they Hall of Famers, they're top 50. Of all time. How are they not superstars? That don't make any sense. Think about that. And if he wants to find out if they're Hall of Famers, he should ask Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, if those guys are. And I bet they're going to have conflicting arguments about that.
They should have a little talk in the back alley, if you know what I mean. That would be funny if all the former Knicks just jump Kobe. What do you mean?
Imagine on the court, too.
Man, that'd be
funny. Oh, I heard you were talking smack about the Knicks. I'm going to posterize you, and then I'm going to power drive you.
But then again, they're old, so Kobe would probably kick their asses.
Now they have teamwork.
Yeah, you're right.
They should have a movie like that.
That'd be really funny.
I keep teams up with like the old school Lakers. They have like the all time Lakers versus all time Knicks.
Oh yeah, some of those all time Lakers are dead.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Kevin Lakers is dead.
Like George Mikan.
Yeah, dead.
But they can have like you know.
Jerry West is still alive.
Yeah, West is still alive. They can have West, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Will Chamberlain. Oh, yeah, Will Chamberlain is dead. My fault. Imagine they came back from the dead. they come out of the Staples Center, out of the courts, doing like a Thriller kind of entrance kind of thing.
That'd be a good matchup though. Old time Knicks versus old time Lakers.
Yeah, that would
with some of the new players.
I don't think anybody on this current Knicks team does. Maybe Gallinari, maybe.
Yeah, Gallinari and.
Or Chandler.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. All those other guys, the current guys, man, they don't deserve to put on Knicks uniforms. And yeah, I'm talking about Duhon and Chad Jeffries and Eddie Curry.
Yeah.
For example.
Look, they could get hit by a car for all I care.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I'm just joking, man.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Because they're getting mad. These Knicks, they drive you crazy, man. But
what's the score on them right now?
I wasn't even watching them. Let me see. I see Dwight Howard is at the free throw line. They're not showing the score yet. It's a 24-23 Knicks. Still first quarter.
Still in the first.
Oh, we have a caller, Will.
Oh, that's great.
Let me click on that.
Everybody else, you know, that's 917-388-4189.
Hello?
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 It sounds, hello, hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
It sounds like who's you guys this? Are saying how Kobe was dogging on, like, Walt Clyde and all the other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was saying how that the Knicks never had a superstar player, yet some of the players on the championship teams won the top 50 of all time. So if they weren't superstars, how could they not be Hall of Famers if they're not superstars?
It doesn't make any sense.
I see what you're saying. But for Walt Clyde, I don't like him, so I think he's dishing and he's swishing and he sucks.
Yeah, that's
with good velocity.
That's a Knicks fan here.
No, I'm not an anti-Knicks fan. I just don't like Walt Clyde.
Yeah, he does look old. I do. Yeah, he does look like a guy you want to punch in the face.
So, why do you have beef against Walt Clyde?
I don't know. But my brother had a bobblehead of Walt Clyde, and the bobblehead is broken somehow. But it might be because I hate Walker.
Or maybe not.
It might be okay. Even a confession right now.
That sounds kind of familiar.
Well, did you really have a bobblehead doll of Warcry?
Yeah, because at a BC there was a contest for to guess how many they're actually Knicks fans three different questions. One of the last question was how many to name everybody on the team. This was around 05-06. So yeah, I named all the everybody, pretty much everybody, even the scrubby players.
Oh, okay.
So they gave me the bobblehead, and was it a Nick T-shirt too? I don't remember.
Man, I never knew that.
Yeah, I told you about it.
No.
Yes, I did.
You never told me.
Of course, I told you.
A bobblehead doll.
Yeah.
Well, Clyde.
Yeah.
You never told me about this. I never knew about this.
Yes, I did.
Oh, this is new to me. But that's surprising right there. did you collect Nick dolls also?
No. They gave it as a they were giving out a prize.
He collects Barbies.
Very funny. You wish I did. Dude, got jokes.
Wow. Man, I might not host the show with you anymore because of this.
I got that from that contest.
Wow, that's new to me. No knew about this.
I guess that was the prize.
What did you do with it?
It's somewhere around the house.
Oh.
You broke the head off of it and the arm.
Wow. Man, I never knew about this. Seriously. How many years I've known you? I've known you for about, 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
And I never knew that you had a bobblehead doll and a bobblehead doll and a Barbie doll.
No, I did not have a Barbie doll. I did not have a Barbie doll.
You sure?
You need to confirm that.
Wow.
I did have the Walt Clyde Frazier because I won that in the contest at BC. The Barbie doll, that might be your collection.
That's surprising. Next week, you're going to be hosting this show by yourself? I'm just kidding with you, man. But thank you, sister, for the call.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll definitely thank my sister for giving us a call.
Yeah.
That was very fun.
That's a first guest calling of the year.
She made history. First caller.
Yeah. Good, man.
Say goodbye.
So, moving past the bobblehead doll and everything, you saw Raw, right? Did you see WWE Raw?
Yeah, that was along with, this has been the best 2 years of, best 2 weeks of Raw this year.
Yep.
Back.
I agree with you. It's been some great matches. Last week they had what was the main event again last week?
What was that?
What was the main event last week?
The breakthrough battle royale.
Oh right, yeah. And that Irish guy got the he won it, so he has to face John Cena now.
Yeah.
At TLC, is that what the main event's called?
Yeah, right. Tables, ladders, and chairs, right.
Yeah.
They're going to have a tables match for the WWE title. They're going to have Undertaker and Batista is going to most likely have a chairs match. Yeah, a chairs match, not a tables ladder and chairs match, a chairs match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the heck they're gonna do that. If
I
would assume only chairs is illegal, I would assume.
Yeah.
And they're gonna have for the unified tag team titles, Jericho and Big Show.
Yeah.
Versus DX, Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
Oh, you have a call again, Will?
Oh, that's good. Two for two.
This is a new person now.
Hello, new person now. What did you call to talk about, new person?
The AMAs. I know this is a sports show, but I switched the topic.
Taylor Swift dominated the AMAs.
Huh?
Well, I was listening.
No, I was saying, what do you guys think about Gaga and all this, and Adam Lambert and all this crazy stuff that happened?
Well, I tuned out as soon as Adam Lambert kissed that guy. I went to watch. You didn't see the AMAs?
No. I mean, I saw some of it.
Oh, you didn't see when he kissed that guy?
No, I didn't see that, but I heard about that all over the news.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Gaga, but I heard, how she always dresses.
Yeah. She had an outfit that looked like it was made out of pantyhose. Everything
like
was exposed.
Yeah.
Typical Gaga outfit.
I actually like that part.
Oh my god.
But the Adam Lambert thing, I didn't like that. I didn't like that part at all. So.
I didn't see that one.
They were actually giving a replay on GMC, on one of those country music channels.
Oh.
So you could always check and watch it again, Will.
Yeah. I could check out
Gaga was trying to top Janet. Remember when Janet had that incident?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, that
was
at the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I thought she looked good. What about you,
Will? Which one?
Lady Gaga.
I didn't really get to see that part, though, either.
Whoa.
I saw, like, when Whitney was performing a little bit. I saw when Jermaine got the award.
Oh, and J-Lo fell on her butt.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to watch the whole show so I can see, what's happening.
Oh, you know what's so stupid? J-Lo, she made, people who are in the West Coast, they won't see that she fell.
What? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that serious.
She's getting fat these days, J-Lo.
You think she got fat?
Yeah, she's not as thin as she used to be, but she's getting a little fat.
But she did have a kid. She had a kid.
Yeah, two kids.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
But you got to see that again, Will. What were you doing? You were at work, right?
No, wait. This was on, Sunday, I think?
Oh, right, yeah, it was last Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I didn't see all of it. They replay this stuff all the time.
Was the next game on during that time? I don't know what the heck what happened.
You were probably playing video games.
Maybe that's probably what happened. That's probably what I was doing.
All right, you guys.
All right.
All right, later. Thanks
so much.
For calling.
No problem.
All right, bye. Two calls.
Yeah.
What was that?
Two callers. And that caller sounded like the last one.
Yeah, I know. It kind of sounded kind of coincidental.
Yeah.
Well, if there's any other callers that want to call, just give us a call. 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189.
Yep. Got 10 minutes in the show.
talk a little sports entertainment, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, man, the football, the Colts, man, they look like they're going to go undefeated for the year. They are like 16, they're 11-0 right now, so they have a chance to go 16-0.
Yeah, that team is real good, man.
Saints also, they're undefeated also, and tomorrow they play the Patriots. So that's going to be a
That's definitely going to be a great game right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to watch that along with Raw tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll check that out at, tomorrow, definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, Colts, they have a chance here, man. Not only to go undefeated, but to win it all.
Yeah, but I don't think that as good as that team is, I think, you know, they'll lose eventually.
Oh, you do?
It's not that easy to go undefeated. Look at the Patriots. All they had to do was beat the Giants a couple of years ago, and, you know.
Yeah, they couldn't do that. What about the Saints? Do you think they'll go undefeated?
No, I don't think so either.
Oh.
It's hard for you to go undefeated. Before that, the last time that happened was the 72 Dolphin team.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, that happened.
Yeah, well, there's what 6 weeks left in the NFL season.
Yep.
So you know, the games are winding down. This NFL season is going by real fast.
Yeah. And then once you know, blink an eye, it's going to be spring training.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, with the NBA teams, you know, it's going to be a long summer.
Long, long summer.
This is, you know, you're a hockey fan, you know.
Well, you know, I look at hockey once in a while, you know.
Yeah,
I saw someone that Islander Devil game yesterday.
Some of that Ranger game against whose team was that? I don't think it was Calgary. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Was it Carolina? I can't remember what team it was. It was that game when Toronto scored that game winner. You know, after overtime in that penalty, you know, the shootout.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what game you're talking about, but yeah, I know that they won the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a Rangers fan, but I just don't watch them.
Yeah, I mean, me too, but I'm not as passionate as I am with the Knicks and Mets.
Yeah. Me, it's
or even
the Yankees.
For that matter.
Yeah, me, it's the Yankees, Giants, and Knicks. And then the Liberty when they're playing.
Right.
And that's my one favorite female team that I root for.
Yeah,
well,
man.
If you
want to
count the WWE Divas, that's another female team that I root for.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's one of the few things we can agree on.
Yeah. Hey, Will, did you hear about this? There was a... TMZ was reporting the other day that the real reason Tiger Woods crashed his car into the tree was because his wife was chasing him.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that they got into an argument because she was accusing him of infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that she injured him real bad. And he tried to get into the escape, but she hit the window with
the golf club.
Yeah.
So that's why the whole incident with the golf club, because they were saying how, you know, he was driving a car, and he drove into the tree, and afterwards, the first report was that she overheard this in the car, so she ran out, she took the golf club and broke through the
window, yeah,
the back window and pulled them out.
Yeah. Damn, that's a crazy woman right there.
Wow, surprised. Guess you never know.
I mean, he's supposed to be Tiger Woods. He's not supposed to let a girl do that, right?
Well, I mean, at least he did the right thing. He tried to leave.
He tried to run away.
Yeah.
God, that's not manly.
That is it.
No, what you do is you stand up to her and, you know, you hold her and call the cops.
What about that wouldn't work?
You don't drive away in the car and try to escape?
He should just ran on foot.
Crazy.
That's what you should have done.
Wow. That's almost like that Elizabeth Lambert.
Almost like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was. I'm surprised. I thought it was, because they were saying like they might have thought it was, you know, he drunk, he was drinking and driving maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But again, you know, this is TMZ reporting this, so, you know, it might not even be true. Who knows?
Oh yeah, that's true.
But most of the things TMZ reports is accurate though. So.
And I heard he was he was taking the, he like the cops wanted to speak to him and he didn't speak to them twice. Like he dodged them twice for some reason.
Yeah, I heard he canceled today.
Yeah.
I was supposed to talk to him today and he canceled. I guess he's embarrassed.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to get the story right. I don't know.
Yeah. That's weird. I mean, I respect a guy like Tiger Woods to cheat. I mean, he's Tiger Woods. Of course he's going to cheat.
Say that again.
I would expect Tiger Woods to cheat because, you know, he's Tiger Woods.
Well, I mean, most of
them have women, you know, a lot of women around him and who want to, you know, bang him, you know.
Yeah, but he's Tiger Woods. He know better. He's a married man. I mean, it is common for some people, but I mean, he shouldn't have married her if he was, you know, doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess you got a point, but.
Yeah, I mean, if he did do that, because, I mean, we don't know.
Yeah. But, hey, he's Tiger Woods again, so. I mean, you could, I mean, Michael Jordan used to do the same thing to his wife, so.
And unfortunately, Matt did. Same thing happened with Matt.
Yeah. Then Magic got AIDS.
Well, yeah, I mean, for Jordan, too.
Yeah.
Looks like that's all the time we have for today, kids.
Yep.
I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Sports Urban Legend with my co-host.
Boy Matthew.
I'm Boy Ramon. See you guys later. Have a great weekend.
See you next week.
Shout out to the first caller.